Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello?
Hi, this is Detective Casey Ryback. I'm calling from the police department. I was looking for John.
This is John.
Hi, John. Do you have a few moments to speak with me?
Yeah.
I want to start this off by saying you're not in any trouble.
Okay, what's happening?
Did you recently attend a barbecue hosted by Jacob?
Yeah.
I need you to sit down for a second.
Okay.
I'm calling everybody that was attending this barbecue to let them know there's a very good chance that they ingested human meat.
Can you repeat that?
There's a very good chance that you ingested human meat.
There's got to be some kind of joke, right?
How well did you know the host of this party?
He's a friend of mine. Took me to this barbecue, and I had a couple of beers, talked to some people. Everything was completely like normal, you know.
And you didn't notice anything different about the meat that you were eating?
No, God, no. Of course, I didn't think of.
There are about 50 police officers on the property right now digging up his backyard. We have found all types of bodies. I'm assuming it will be in the news in the next couple days.
Oh, my God.
And you'll be hearing from trauma counselors, everything else.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry to break this news to you.
This is not real.
Believe me, nobody wants this to be a joke more than I do.
How did this happen? You said you found some bodies or something?
Look, we don't know a lot right now.
I ate people?
Yes, you did, sir. And it's all going to come out in the news, and eventually the reports will come out.
Oh, my God.
What we know right now...
Are all the people's names at the party going to be released in the press and stuff?
I hope not.
God,
all that we know right now is that the guy's barbecue that you went to, well, he would hack people up and serve them to his guests.
Oh, my God. I am totally in shock right now.
And the last person to go missing in the area was an older man named Larry.
Oh, my God.
So we believe that you may have eaten a portion of Larry.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
I can't imagine. I don't know what I would say if I was in your position either.
I feel really sick right now. I'm about to be sick.
I might apologize to Larry.
What?
Larry, the guy that you ate, I might apologize to him, but
it's not funny.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to lighten the mood for you.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just kind of in shock because I think I might. You just told me I ate somebody on Sunday.
His name's Larry. You ate a guy named Larry.
Would you just stop saying his name? I don't need to know his name.
I'm sorry, sir. I just thought you wanted details.
Not like that. Oh my God. Oh my God.
If it helps you at all, we don't know what part of Larry you might have eaten.
Shut up. Quit with that. Oh, my God.
Listen, though, you need to be strong right now. I'm going to need you to come down to the station, and we need a stool sample.
I'm sorry, and do what?
We need a stool sample to check and see if there's any Larry left inside you. Hello? John? John, are you okay? John? John? John?
Yeah.
Are you all right? Did you just get sick?
Yeah, you just told me I ate a human being.
John, I should probably tell you that this is a joke then. This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. Are you? I didn't.
Dude, you just made me throw up. God, I just puked my brains out.
I know, dude. I'm sorry about that, man. I didn't.
God.
When your buddy emailed me to phone tap you, he said he wanted to freak you out, not make you sick all over the place.
Well, you guys pushed out a little far. You're thinking I ate some old man at a party on Sunday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.